Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hi, my amazing friend, and welcome to the Miracle Cafe. Today we have a special guest with us, and I'm really excited to connect with her, and we'll connect with her soon. However, right now, let's set the intention for the show. So the intention for today is for each listener to connect with that energy of ultimate joy on a daily basis. If you agree with that, just affirm out loud, and so it is. Good. All right, so let's get right into today's energy update. So a lot of you have been asking me about what my perspective is on the Occupy Wall Street movement happening all over the world. So basically, this is my own personal perspective. So what I've sensed is that this is an absolute necessary part of the change happening right now. It's really waking up people in a way that they maybe have never experienced before, and now that it's becoming a little bit more mainstream, you know, it took a while to get mainstream through the media outlets because we know the media usually has specific agendas that they would like to push out. Anyway, so now that it's becoming more of a movement, it's starting to have people question and ask, what is this? What is the intention of these people? And they're seeing that a lot of these people, even though they're not sure that, you know, they don't have an actual goal of what they want fully, although they did recently release a full page of what they were looking to create. But it's basic stuff. It's, you know, to bring about positive change in a peaceful way, because the systems that had been working for so long are no longer working for anybody. It's basically mostly focused on helping those who, you know, kind of control the world. There's a few, beings that control different things like monetary systems, etc. So now people are waking up and saying, you know what, to move into the new energy of oneness, of peace, of change, this needs to happen. So I feel that even though some people who maybe are not sure what their truth is, maybe they haven't done a lot of research or reading, are still feeling that pull to come together right now in a peaceful way. And that's what's happening with the Occupy movement. I definitely think it's an amazing thing that is happening right now. And it's very much in alignment with the energy forecast that I wrote last beginning of October, where we are moving out of the old structures of control and domination and into more of a heart-centered, creative, loving, peaceful society. And that is all about the balance between the divine masculine and the divine feminine. So that's kind of what's been going on. Pretty much there have been some energy days here and there. Like I know on the 8th, 9th, and 10th, a lot of people were feeling a little bit, a lot of tired. They were really tired, a lot of sleep. Some people were really processing a lot of energy, maybe having some physical imbalances here and there. So there was a lot of shifting going on, leading us into the 7th day of the Mayan of the Mayan calendar with the galactic underworld. So we are moving into, we are literally being birthed into the new consciousness. And sometimes when you're having, when someone gives birth, it's like a little bit painful. There's a little bit of labor pains, but once the baby comes out, it's, you know, you almost forget about the pain. So I hear from a lot of women who have had children. So anyway, that's kind of what's going on. And if you have any questions or things that you'd like to know energetically, or you'd like for me to share on the air, please email me at Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. And now it's time for our gratitude segment. So I would like to begin. I am grateful for the current change in consciousness on the planet. So that's what I'm grateful for today. What are you grateful for? Take one moment right now and affirm out loud what you're grateful for. And while you do that, I'll share some other people's gratitudes that I've received. So Teddy in New York is grateful for letting go and letting love lead the way. I couldn't have said it better than that, Teddy. Thank you for sharing. And Veronica in Virginia is grateful for the gift of life itself. Thank you, Veronica. That is so, I mean, it's so simple, right? But it's so amazing when we can feel that gratitude, just feel that gratitude for our life and everything in our life. It just makes everything miraculous. And if you have a gratitude to share, please submit it to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and I'll make sure to read them on the air. And now I am so honored to have one of my dearest friends and sisters. I'm so grateful to have Miss Sue Christensen on the show today. She's a world-renowned naturopath, author, healer, and earthkeeper. And today's theme is earthkeeping. And for many decades, there have been quite a few dedicated beings working behind the scenes who have traveled all across the world reactivating powerful vortexes for our earth, with the intention of elevating the consciousness of the collective. Today, we are so privileged to chat with one of these amazing way showers. Sue, welcome, my friend. Welcome, my sister.
Thank you so much, and I'm so honored to be on your show.
Well, I'm very feeling the same way. I'm honored as well. So I wanted to ask you the first thing. Let's just jump right into it. To our listeners, can you share your perspective of what earthkeeping really is? What does it mean?
Yeah. Okay, earthkeepers really have a couple of roles. The first one is that they're normally located in energies of sacred sites, and their role is to not only protect that site, but to activate it and connect it to other sites. Also to carry the energy of that portal to different areas in the world. The second
like
major thing, earthkeepers do is have the ability to carry the energy of places in their aura. Like wherever we visit, we upload the energy into our aura, and when we go to different sacred sites, we download that energy.
Wow.
So that's the reason we do get sent all over the world, is because we're linking all these sacred sites through the energies we carry.
Mm.
So it's a bit of a twofold task. It's carries a lot of responsibility, but it also gives us a wonderful life because we get to travel and we get to live in the most beautiful places at the highest vibration, which means we can't help but grow ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And so when we link these different amazing power vortex spaces, what is that doing actually?
Well, I specifically link every place I go to back to my Tasmanian portal here, which means I create a line from the sacred site to my vortex. So we're adding the energies of that sacred site. Say, like in the Great Pyramid, I immediately connected it back to Tasmania. And I do that either by sending it down through my feet into the grids and then drawing the energy from the Tasmanian vortex back up, so I get a two-way line flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually feel the energies when you come back. That's the amazing thing.
So you literally can feel the energies of Egypt in Tassie.
Absolutely.
Wow. So when did you realize that earthkeeping was something you were meant to do or inspired to do? When did you realize that?
I've been very lucky in my life. I've had a lot of very powerful people that have guided me. And my first trip to Egypt, I went with a very dear friend of mine. She's well in her 70s now, but she was an earth keeper. And this was before I knew anything about it. And she brought the energy of Egypt back originally and downloaded it into the vortex here, only it wasn't a vortex at that stage, it was just a ley line. But as she downloaded it, we created the vortex through that energy.
Mm. Wow.
So, yeah,
that's
and then I realized
know.
Then, okay, I know it wasn't me that carried the energy there, but it was me that helped set the energies, and I'm the one that's actually responsible for caretaking this property, this beautiful place. And I realized then that I did have a role to play because I was placed here, and obviously my task was to bring the sacred site back to full operation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so I know you said a few places that you've been to. Can you share with our listeners some of the other places in the world that you've traveled and just places that you've gotten to work on and things like that?
Okay, well, the major ones we've worked on was obviously Egypt. Peru was another big one. That was when James Tiberon created a group to go to Peru, and he said it was all our spiritual family coming together, which we had agreed to do. Mm. And I met most of my spiritual family there. It was a wonderful trip, and we had just the most exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
We got to actually activate the DNA up at Machu Picchu because, as I'm sure you know, the spiritual center of the world is moving from Tibet to Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And so the DNA had to be activated or lifted to a higher vibration so that it could handle the energies that were coming. And I believe that's what Tib and our group did at Machu Picchu.
And it's so interesting because
exciting time.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I know a lot of people. I know you went quite a few years ago. Ever since then, I know so many people have been going there or feeling a call to go to Peru, and now that makes sense because, you know, the energies have moved there from Tibet.
Yeah, it's a lot more accessible for people to travel to, even though, you know, it is, for most of us, a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it is far more accessible than Tibet was. So, and it is time now for all of us to activate ourselves and come into group consciousness or unity consciousness. And so,
can you expand a little bit about, first of all, I really liked you said activating ourselves. First of all, what does that mean to activate ourselves? Let's start there. What does it mean to activate ourselves?
We go through life knowing there's something we've lost, and we look for it. And actually, as we tour around looking for it, we cross over these ley lines, even though we don't know what it is, and we draw up the higher energies into ourselves through our energy meridians. And that's how, you know, that our higher DNAs get activated. It activates the codes set to go off of that frequency. And so that actually brings us into a consciousness, and people are answering the call now. We all get called, but most of us don't hear it. And so now that Peru's coming online and getting stronger and stronger, people are actually hearing the call to go there. And that's what happens. They get activated once they get there in the higher energies.
Wow. And just brings, you know, new awareness, insights, just expansion to their greatest selves.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I know you had shared with me when we were talking a few weeks ago about your experience in Egypt. I'd love to share your story if you can about that whole activation, the shifts that you had there, and then kind of how synchronistic that was with. Well, you'll just let our listeners know your experience with Egypt, and then they can decipher.
Yes, well, I thought Tassie Sioux tours had a really nice ring to it, so I thought we'll go off to Egypt for the true 11-11-11. I created a group to travel to Egypt on the 11th of 2009, and 2009 adds up to the 11, so to me that was a triple 11 and a very big day, and I thought, well, we really should be in the highest vibrating place on earth on that time, so I thought, yeah, Egypt is the place to go. So off we went. But from the time we arrived in Egypt, our trip got hijacked. We were supposed to stay in the airport hotel, but we got carted off into the middle of Cairo and we stayed at the Hilton, which happened to be right beside the Egyptian Museum. Now, my first visit with my old friend Janita, I really connected with Akhenaten and the statue in the museum there. And once again, he was calling me. I sort of went to bed that night and thought, oh, it's so nice to lie down after being in the plane for hours and hours. And next minute I see his face and he says, you're all to come to the museum in the morning. So that's what we did. We all headed off. And everyone that went in there, into his little section in the museum, was walking around with their hands thinking on their chest, thinking, wow, what's going on? My heart's really pounding. And so was mine. So I sat down and thought about it for a while, and he was looking at me. Well, the statue with the one eye was just staring at me, and I thought, okay. And I took a great big deep breath, and as I did, I felt something release in my heart. I thought, okay, and he said, good. So what we had to do was break a seal on the left side of our heart. Each and every one of us got our seal broken, or I had to then turn around and help the others do theirs. And because of that, we could actually carry the energy of the divine feminine in our hearts. We had an entry portal on the left-hand side of our higher hearts, or the spiritual heart, which is over the thymus gland. Mm-hmm. We could actually channel it in through there instead of through the top of our heads. Now, this sort of didn't seem particularly amazing until later on in the trip. We went down to Luxor after that. We had a lovely time looking at the temples there. We went to Hatshepsut and Queen Hatshepsut, who has a great deal to do with me somewhere along my background. She also has a thing called lymphedema, which I do. And we actually did a bit of toning up in her temple. And we've got a lovely singer in our group, and Queen Hatshepsut was really drawn by the sounds, and I could actually feel myself drawing her energies from the stones in the temple. You know, there's big columns everywhere, and I could feel her energy coming out of there and into me. And then she spoke to us all, and she said, it's time. It was wonderful that she was sang out of her temple. She's now ready to do her job bringing in the divine feminine. And everywhere we went after that, we could feel the energy flowing through our hearts and down through our feet into the soil in Egypt. So we were downloading the divine feminine everywhere we went, which was wonderful. We went out to Akhenaten's temple, which you're not really allowed to go to. Mm-hmm. We had a big armed guard, machine guns following us everywhere we went. But that was wonderful. Again, it was a very special time. Akhenaten was with us. He promised he would do the ceremony through me. And then when it came to doing it, he stepped back and said, no, you can do it. Left me floundering there. So, but he has got quite a sense of humour. He's really quite, he's quite a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, then we got up to Cairo to do the main work, which was ground the divine feminine into the pyramid, into the Nile through the pyramid. It had to come through that vortex. And we had arranged for private time in the Queen's chamber. So we get there in the morning and our guy says, oh, no, you can't have private time in the Queen's chamber. And I said, why not? And he said, it's been locked for years. Nobody gets it. And I said, that was the whole premise of our trip. That's why we chose you, because you could get us into the Queen's chamber. He said, oh, no. So I got quite aggro, thinking, oh, no, here's the culmination of that trip and I'm not going to be able to get to do it. I was really quite stressed and upset. And he said, I can get you into the King's Chamber. I thought, well, that's not good enough. We need the feminine. We have to have the feminine come through the feminine. But we couldn't. There was nothing else we could do. So we went into the King's Chamber. And, yeah, the vibrations are awesome in there. They're just amazing. You just tingle all over. It's certainly a wonderful place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I thought, oh, I can feel the divine feminine coming through me. And I thought, oh, it's entering through the heart.
Mm.
So because it didn't go through our male chakras, it went straight through the feminine heart, we could actually download it through our feet and into the Nile, way beneath our feet.
Wow.
The water, there's a huge water table under the pyramid there.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew we had to deposit the energy of the divine feminine into the Nile because everybody in Egypt uses the Nile for drinking, eating, washing. Mm. It would reach absolutely everyone. And I thought, what an amazing way to bring the divine feminine to Egypt, is
yes.
to give it to everybody. Yeah, so it was so special. And
then tell us what happened.
Well, we all know what happened. Probably a couple of years later, the younger ones, which I was so pleased to see, it was the younger people that initiated the uprising and getting rid of the dictatorship kind of thing in Egypt. And it will create a lot of turmoil because that's all it's known, but... Because all people are now being fed the feminine, they're going to be able to go from the strength of their wisdom instead of the strength of their mind.
Yes.
The strength of their heart opposing the strength of their head. So I know that Egypt will now come back to being what it should be.
Absolutely.
Just the most amazing feeling.
You know, I am just, you know, when you were sharing that with me, I was just, I could not believe that how synchronistic that was. Literally, I think it was a year and a half after you were there, everything started changing. So I think maybe less than that, but it was just one of those amazing things, you know, just watching it, because I'm, you know, originally from the Middle East, and I grew up in such a male, you know, the lower aspect of the male-dominated society. And for me to see and witness that was just so, I knew something had to have been done. And I know groups like you, Earth Keepers, just going there, doing this amazing work, something, because to me, having grown up in that region, I never would have seen that coming. So that was just miraculous to me. And I just wanted to thank you for that and everyone who was involved.
Yes, well, mainly Akhenaten and Queen Hatshepsut, and it, you know, I have been very privileged to do these things too, and I think one of the reasons that I do get chosen to do it is because nobody knows me. Mm-hmm. I can slip under the radar. I'm not a recognised name as such, and, you know, I've been sent to places where, you know, normal spiritual people wouldn't be allowed to go because I can get through.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were very fortunate. I know we weren't the only groups doing the work there. There was a lot of groups doing work there, and I'm
but
sure
you
we all
you know?
Contributed it. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. It was wonderful. It was just when I heard of the uprising, I thought, oh, wow, it worked. You know, it was so exciting for me too.
I wanted to ask you just. For someone who's listening and who feels excited about the concept of earthkeeping, what can they look for? Like, what signs, what should they look for when thinking about if they should be earthkeepers or if they are an earthkeeper? What should they look for?
The only thing they can look for is to follow whatever they feel. They've got to listen to their heart. And you know yourself, we're always led and we're always where we're supposed to be, but we don't always hear what we're supposed to hear. So it's a matter of listening to what our heart tells us.
So just following our heart.
Yeah, we can only follow our heart and we will always end up doing what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting.
Papers, many people don't realize they are earth keepers. And, you know, in hindsight, I realized I was an earth keeper. So it doesn't matter, you know, if you put a name to it or you don't put a name to it. Mm-hmm. I know there's other people that go around and they sing the ley lines to different areas. They draw them to them.
Yes.
So there's many different types, but I can only really speak of the work I've done.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's been a wonderful life, and I do get to live in this beautiful area.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are an earth keeper, look out. It's wonderful. Your life takes on a whole new direction.
It's interesting. For those who are listening, if you feel a call to go somewhere, whether it's, you know, Mount Shasta, Egypt, Peru, India, you know, I highly recommend, like Sue said, just follow your heart and really know that there's some kind of something is being birthed. I mean, it's that desire doesn't just come from nowhere, you know, just really follow that and see what happens, because there's usually some kind of something is going to happen that's for your highest good in that process, and you're going to help the earth in some way. For me, I had a very strong urge to go to Hawaii for a few months, and I didn't know why, and the same thing kind of happened. The Divine Feminine really came in and assisted me and moved me kind of out of being serious and more joyful and fun. So everyone, if you feel something like called to do it, always follow your heart. And I did want to ask you one more thing specifically around earthkeeping. I want to ask you, besides Egypt, are you seeing the unity consciousness show up quickly? Are you seeing signs of that, Sue?
Absolutely. I see, because I work in this higher frequency now, I've got my healing center fully functional, and I see people come in and they're drawn here, and I get them to stand on the vortex, and you can see them change and open up. It's a wonderful experience, and it's happening on a small scale, it's happening on a large scale, and people are being drawn to these higher places now. They're starting to hear the calls, and that to me is because we do have a higher unity consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
We are now able to tap into the crystalline grid, and we can get a lot clearer messages.
Beautiful. So you are seeing more of that coming in now, faster than ever.
Absolutely, and it's going to really mushroom. I mean, if you look at the uprising in Egypt, so many mm-hmm. people now are being inspired. There's people uprising everywhere. There's mm-hmm. a group of grannies protesting in New York. Spend the money on jobs, not on war. You know, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and
everybody's being inspired.
Absolutely, and I want to share something just recently. The women in Saudi Arabia are now able to vote, which was something completely unheard of. So that, even though it sounds minute to, you know, someone who's had the right to vote for a very long time, but that's very big, especially in the Middle East, you know?
Yeah, having seen the women in Egypt, I think it's just an amazing thing that has happened. You would never think that it could change so quickly from this just incredibly strong patriarchal society mm-hmm. to, women getting the vote. That's amazing. That is
and
amazing.
It's so exciting, because now where we used to wait years, I feel, for change to happen, it's happening minute by minute. You know, it's like, what's next? What's next?
I know. It's such an exciting time. I know when I first started out 30 years ago, we grew so slowly and so painfully.
Mm-hmm.
We had to drag every little bit out to actually take a small step forward. But what we learnt in 10 years, people are now learning in 2 months. It's quite frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Not for them, but for us. Wow, look at that.
I know. It is. So I want to make sure that we talk a little bit more about your spiritual center. I know you have an amazing spiritual retreat in Tasmania, in Australia. Can you describe the energies a little bit about what Tasmania, you know, for those who have never really heard much about Tasmania, you can chat about that with us a little bit, and what kind of things people can expect from the retreats.
Okay, well, the biggest thing about the Tasmanian vortex is that it has merged. There was a small female vortex and a small male vortex, which were both quite powerful, but they have merged, and we've got a male-female vortex, which is extremely powerful. Now, most of them merge and become one, and the energy becomes one, and it's an extremely powerful vortex. But a few of them, which go on to be major sacred sites, actually have concentric rings of male-female, like the energy where their ley lines cross to create the vortex. The first ring on my vortex here is female, but the net, you step back a metre and you're on a male ring, which means that one's going clockwise, the female goes anti-clockwise. So we have concentric rings of male-female. Now, what this does is cause a rift in the ether, because, you know, you've got conflicting energies going backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how a stargate's formed.
Mm.
And so the energies here have reached the ultimate for them, what they can hear. It's a big stargate. It's a huge energy center. Mm-hmm. I know the healing center was supposed to be here. Some of the healings that are happening are just amazing me. Mm-hmm. I'm having some wonderful success with autism. It's a favorite thing of mine. I'd mm-hmm. like to keep working with people that, if they want to come on retreats here, they're in for a whole new surprise. It's the energy is so soft and gentle. The portal here is governed by Kuan Yin, and she walks around here very often. It's nothing to see and feel her hand on your cheek here.
Mm.
So not only do they receive healings and activations, and that they have a blessing with Kuan Yin, and she's works through me. She works through the actual yurt we have here. She's always in the yurt healing, and it's amazing feeling. It's just walking into a different world.
Mm-hmm.
You just calm down totally as soon as you come here and zone out a bit. And it's in a wilderness setting. We're up in the mountains in the wilderness of Tasmania. When we're looking at the ocean, it's just a magnificent place to be.
Mm. So sounds very New Earth.
Yeah, well, there's walks in the wilderness, there's meditations, you know, because I'm a naturopath, we do a lot of healing, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. It's just it's taking on a life of its own, and I just sort of follow along and hopefully fit in it, which I do, obviously. But it's just surprising me how it's growing and changing.
Well, it's so interesting. In the beginning of our conversation, you were sharing that, you know, people can hold vibrations of different sacred sites. And when you were describing Tasmania, I could feel it. I could actually, from you, I could feel the energy there. And it's very exciting, and it's wanting me to go there. So it's so true that you are embodying that energy. It's very interesting how that works.
Yes, and now that you've said you wanted to come, and I know we spoke about this before, I'm working around about March next year, hoping we can get you over for the equinox then, and maybe do some of your wonderful healing here. And it would be. It feels right for me. I know we're going to work incredibly well together here, so.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It would be so special. It would be so special.
Yes, I can feel that so much. And I do want to talk a little bit about crystals, because I know you have a huge love for crystals. Is that something an earthkeeper usually is attracted to? And can you tell us a little bit about the work that you do with crystals?
Originally, when the original vortex, the female vortex, was being activated, we actually got to work with our old friend Cecilia Fenn. Remember, we both started out on World of Souls, the website a long time ago. And Celia actually helped us activate the vortex here. But what happened that morning, the actual activation of the happened in the morning, we had our crystals on the vortex and the light shone up from underneath through our crystals. It was the most mind-boggling thing I've ever seen. There was just lights coming through the crystals. And I took about 50 photos. I've got lots of them. I'm sure there's one on my website somewhere on tazzysue.com.
Uh-huh.
But what I do with the crystals, particularly the Herkimer diamonds, they're just perfect for it because they resonate on the diamond frequency, and our portal here received the first diamond for the diamond grid. It was a huge honour to receive the first diamond, but it glows here very, very brightly. Some people see an orange glow in the sky from St. Mary's, which is our little town about 10 kilometres away.
Mm.
So it's very exciting. But what I do is I charge up the little Herkimers and I program them to return to the vortex. So I send them to people all around the world and ask them to put them on the ground or take them to a sacred site and put them on the ground and ask them to connect back to Tassie. And so that creates then a little line backwards and forwards of energy back to our vortex. So we have a spider web of light and energy going out from this vortex to many, many places all over the world, just with these tiny little Herkimer crystals.
Mm. So that leads me to, because I was going to ask you a specific crystal. So the Herkimer diamond is the crystal that you recommend people work with at this time?
The Herkimers complete healers. They'll heal on all levels, and I've always used them. But just recently I have come across the Auralite 23s, and they, I think, are even better than the Herkimers. They're much more of an individual crystal, whereas the Herkimers will work in a group situation or on land or anything. But the Auralite 23s, I know you've got one. Mm-hmm. They seem to do a body scan. They seem to work with you, and they contact your higher self and work with you, with their keeper, I think. It just seems... it's the most exciting crystal I've ever felt, to be honest. I've never known them to work like these ones do.
And they call it the 23 because it has 23 different crystals in it, right?
Yeah, it can have up to 23 different types of minerals. It's also the only crystal that contains gold. Gold is a complete mineral in itself. It never, ever bonds to any other mineral. It's never found in any other mineral except these auralites.
Do you have those available on your website, or how can people learn more about that?
Yes, they are available through tazzysue.com on our website. They're all charged up on the vortex here. They've also been charged up in a nice little energy vortex in America as well. But they do connect to all the other energies as well. Mm. But they are just the greatest healers you'll ever get. They'll work on any level. They'll draw to you what you need.
Beautiful. And just the website, I want to spell it out just in case people need that. So it's Tassie, but it's T-A-S-S-I-E, right?
Yes.
So it's TassieSue, S-U-E, .com, correct?
.com. All one word.
TassieSue.com. And I wanted to ask... the final question is, I love hearing this from amazing, wise friends like you, is what is one of the greatest lessons you've learned from being an Earthkeeper?
Patience. And I think it's the lesson I've had most of my life as well. But it has given me the knowledge to know, and I know that things will be fine, and I know that things will work when they're supposed to, but off this higher energy I don't, so it connects me and keeps me grounded, yes, and it gives me the patience to allow things to be as they should be.
That's beautiful. And on that note, I want to make sure that Everyone, again, who may be just tuning in, where can they find you? I know we said tassitsu.com, but do you have like a Facebook or anything that people can connect with you? Do you have a newsletter, anything like that?
Yes, there's a sign-up page on the tassitsu.com for the Tassitsu newsletter. We also have a Facebook page called the Vortex Healing Center, and yeah, both of those will connect you with everything you need. The Vortex Healing Center is a conjunction of tassitsu.com, and all the events that we have are on the calendar of events on the Vortex Healing Center website,
mm-hmm.
which you can access through Tassitsu.
Beautiful. And then do you have any upcoming events that people can learn about, or kind of anything coming up in the near horizon?
No, you've caught me short. No, we haven't. We haven't got anything on the agenda yet, but I'm working on doing a very special 11-11. I know what I have in mind, but I haven't been able to actually cement it in yet.
Okay.
But stay tuned for the 11-11 event. It's going to be huge.
Beautiful. And I know that you, some of your newsletters that you send out, they, you know, you talk about the energies of what's going on and things like that. So anyone listening, if you're interested in learning about Sue's work, please visit tassitsu.com. Miss Sue, I am so grateful for your presence. I love you so much. You are a dear sister to me. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the show today.
And thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
So we're going to take a music break, and when we return, we're going to have a wonderful mini healing session. Stay tuned. Thank you. Welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. You just heard the song Beautiful Sun by Divine Song, and you can check them out at divinesong.com. I just absolutely love this song. I've played it before, and it just always puts me in a really good space. So I hope you enjoyed it as well. So today we're gonna do something a little bit different. Since the topic of the show was all about earth keeping, I thought that doing a little grounding meditation would go really well with that. So today we're just going to do a grounding meditation, and I hope you enjoy it. So I just ask for you right now, wherever you are, if you're as long as you're not driving, if you're at home, you're relaxed, you can either be laying down, or you can preferably, I would say, to be seated on a comfortable chair, and just go ahead and close your eyes. And just really focus on your breath. Take a deep breath in. Good. And just breathe out all the thoughts of the day. Just breathe them out. Let the universe take care of them. Good. Take another deep breath in. And gently release. Good. And one more. Good. So, as your eyes are closed, I want you to start noticing an energy of light in your heart space. And this light is a greenish emerald light. I want you to notice that this light is maybe a really tiny speck of light at first, but the more you focus on it, the larger that it grows. So the more you focus on it, it starts to expand and then maybe become the size of a tennis ball, then a basketball, just really growing in the heart space. Once you see this ball of light grow to the size of a basketball or greater, go ahead and just see that beautiful emerald green energy start to move down from the heart space into the solar plex, good, then into the sacral, then into the root, and then going down through the legs, down through the knees, through the calves, through the feet, good, and then literally leaving the bottoms of the feet, going into the earth right underneath you, and going straight down into Mother Earth, going into the crust, the mantle, and then going into that crystal core center of Mother Earth. Imagine and visualize a beautiful ball, crystal ball in the center of Mother Earth. And go ahead and see your beautiful emerald green light go all the way down into that core, gathering up all those beautiful crystal energies from that core, that ball of light, that magnetic ball of light. And just go ahead and bring all those beautiful energies, Mother Earth energies, back up into the mantle, back up into the crust of the earth, and back up through the feet. Feeling anchored, good, coming back up through the legs, then coming back up through the chakras, starting with the base, root, and then going up to the sacral, then going up to the solar plex and back up into the heart space, feeling a sense of relaxation, peace, feeling grounded, feeling anchored to Mother Earth, feeling at one with Mother Earth, feeling safe, protected. And let's just get into this feeling for a few minutes. Good. Bringing your awareness back to this present moment. Good. Take a deep breath in. Focusing on that breath and breathe out. Feeling gratitude for this moment that you have created. Being able to ground anytime you feel like things are going really fast in your life and you'd like to just feel in the moment, getting back into the grounding of the present moment. You can use this exercise. And anytime you feel that you maybe are feeling a little spaced out or not fully here and now, then you can always use this little exercise, just connecting with your heart space, going down through the body into the core of Mother Earth, feeling that love, that gratitude, that healing, grounding energy that Mother Earth exudes, and bringing it back up and placing it in the heart, just sitting with it for a few minutes, and then gently waking up again. All right. So thank you so much for this hour together. Again, thank you for supporting the show. There are some changes coming soon that I will share with you through email and etc. So make sure you have subscribed to the show. And I'm hoping and knowing that you are going to have a wonderful week where you experience that ultimate joy, the intention that we set on a daily basis, or something greater. All right, have a wonderful day and see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.